Yes, Mark. Well, to a background of howling breezes and breezes that certainly did not deter the young Donegal Aces from travelling to Belfast for the Ulster under 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 championships this morning, and indeed good results, strong results, results that will catapult them through to the national championships. And if I were to begin with the under 12 girls, and the best Donegal performance there came from Letterkenny. As a team, they finished fourth. Emma Bonner was their lead runner, and then I moved to a really, 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 really significant victory for the Finn Valley under 18 boys. Oren McBrady led them home, Kieran McCarroll, Larkin Byrne and Park McGilligan. That was the winning team. Lagan Valley were second, Inniskillen third, but winning at under 18 level is significant, so well done to them. Obviously, in the individual race, as expected, pre-race favourite Keelan McFadden was the individual winner, about 8, 9, 10 seconds to spare over the Inniskillen by Michael Wayne. So well done there. Under 16 boys, well, Letterkenny were the best of the Donegal teams there, finishing fourth. And then the under 16 girls, yet another Finn Valley team victory here with the girls of Andrea Reid, with Amy Michael Carr, with Nia Byrne and Holly McNulty. Inniskillen were in right in behind them there, and Dromore from County Down were third, so another team goal for Valley there. That's a strong group, and that's a group that can impact when they get to national championships. On the 14 boys, well, a big individual one and a big team victory here with the Donegal interest. Oisin McBride of Cranford, he was the individual winner. I've mentioned him quite previously. He seems to be following a trail that Keelan McFadden went on many years ago, and as he built his career, of course, Keelan won the under-18s today. Well, that's for Cranford, and Cranford also had this under-14 boy individual winner, Oisin McBride. Well done there. But the Rosses were the team winners, and indeed, not only were they the team winners, they had 40 points to spare over Oma. So well done, the Rosses. Ellie Duffy, Evan Ward, Ben Mee, scoring team there. The club, the Rosses club, no end to one at that level, to 114 in Belfast today in these conditions, significant as well. On the 14 girls, Wells team victory for Lagan Valley. Finn Valley were second and Lisburn were third. The Valley team, which again is a strong team, is Darcy Clark, Shirley Gilligan, Kiefer McNeil and Eve Green. So silver medals for the team, Finn Valley team there. On the 12 boys, Finn Valley again were in the team medals with the third team score there. Shane McHugh and Kyle Doherty, their lead runners. And on the 12 girls, Letterkenny got in on the golden trail there with Katie McDowell, their lead runner. They won the team. Mid Ulster were second. Katie McDowell was the lead runner, as I say, for them. Eva McGillow-Ain was the next up for them. Eva Gibson and Niamh Woods as 43 points. But Mid Ulster second team. And then all the way down to the under 10 boys. Well, North Down won this one. Finn Valley again in the team medals, led home by Jude Martin, the young fella from Glenfinn. And as I say, North Down winning with Valley second. And the under 10 girls, Valley were the team winners. Caitlin Gillespie was the best of the Donegal and indeed the Finn Valley girls. Erin Moy, Cora Clark, whose older sister Darcy was in the medals later in the day, and Eimear Moy, was on that scoring team. Valley the gold medals. Three gold team performances for Valley when you add it all up, and that team gold performance also for Letterkenny, and a team gold performance for, adds up to a very, very good day. And then under 10 girls, Glasslough from Monaghan were second, Letterkenny were third. So not in any way daunted by the weather. Well done to the parents, well done to the coaches, everybody that were up, got up and early, and having listened to all the warnings about wind, the determination of the Donegal athletes was very evident. The next big challenge for our underage athletes will in fact be at that venue for Donegal athletes on the 2nd of November. That's a Saturday. Indeed, once again, we expect to make a big, big impact. And an added bonus in all of this, with the club teams doing well, individuals doing well, there will be strong county teams representing the county in a number of age groups. So we look forward to the nationals, and those nationals are Johnstown, so that's a bit of a boost for us as well. And that's about the second or third week in November. So good day, a rough day, a tough day. Youngsters will be tired. Youngsters and families will be glad to get home. A very successful day.